Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
63084.
And can you verify the first and last name on that account?
I don't know that I have an account. My name is Deborah Phillips. Here's the problem. Somebody yesterday put $92.90 on my debit card, and I want it put back. I don't know what company you are. I don't know what you people do. And I did not pre-authorize somebody to take money out of my account.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can you verify your shipping address?
233 Twin Lakes Drive, Union, Missouri.
Thank you for that. It says here that on the 18th of February, 2021, you ordered the Keto and Cleanse Trial for $6.70 and $7.45.
No, ma'am, I did not. No, I did not.
Yes, ma'am, that's a dietary pill to reduce.
I've ordered nothing from your company.
Yes, ma'am. So you don't recall ordering a trial? Period?
I did not order a trial of anything. And I want that money put back on my account.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Is it possible for anyone in your household to have done this?
No, it is not. It's just myself and my husband.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Just one moment.
Some kind of facial pills.
All right, yes, ma'am. Of course, if you don't recall authorizing this charge, what I can do is I can send you over to the fraud department so they can assist you with this account.
Yes, I want the money put back, and I'm canceling my card. And if it doesn't happen, I will have my attorney contact your company. Because I did not authorize it. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, ma'am. We have to transfer you over to the fraud department.
Okay. Will you transfer me to whoever makes it happen?
All right. Yes, ma'am. Whoever, if your card was compromised, whoever compromised it will be prosecuted. I am transferring you right now, okay?
And I want my money put back today.
Yes, ma'am. Again, I'm going to transfer you over to someone who can take care of the charges for you, okay?
Yes.
All right, you're being transferred right now.